刚刚考完的全国高考啊。
Just finished the National College Entrance Exam.
全国一卷高考。
One National High School Entrance Exam.
英语阅读 C 篇。
This is an English reading passage.
咱看看它这趋势啊。
Let's take a look at its trend.
这是它的题源。
This is his source.
就是呢，真题是通过这题源这篇文章改过来的。那这题源到底说了什么呢？
So this question was derived from this article, right? What exactly did the person in the article say?
说这纽约市啊，种大树，种了一堆大树。
Saying that New York City has planted a lot of trees.
反倒呢，污染环境。
Instead, it pollutes the environment. Oh,
这是为什么呢？
Why is this?
对吧？这种大树怎么还污染环境呢？
Right, how can such a big tree still pollute the environment?
他说啊，因为这大树呢，散发一种气体 ,isoprene。
He said that because this big tree emits a gas called isoprene.
也就是咱们说这一五二烯。这 isoprene 一五二烯出来呢。
So, when we talk about this 1257 thing,
本身没事儿啊。
I'm fine.
对。
Okay.
人体没害。
Human body is not harmful.
可是啊，它跟这个汽车排放出的尾气里头有一东西 ,nitrogen oxide, 氮氧化物一结合就形成了一个新的东西。
But he found that a substance called nitrogen oxide in the exhaust fumes of the car reacted with something else to form a new substance.
Ozone.
General.
咱们说这臭氧。臭氧呢对这人体啊。
Let's talk about ozone.Ozone is good for the human body.
尤其是这个呼吸道就有影响危害。
Especially the respiratory system is affected.
像什么支气管炎。
What kind of bronchitis?
有可能就会引起。就说了这么一个事儿。
This could have caused another problem.
他呢整个文章分成三个部分。
He divided the entire article into three parts.
第一个部分说什么呢
?What does the first part say?
说为什么这大树呢能产生这个 isoprene?、
Why can this big tree produce isoprene?
产生这个一五二烯的。
Create this Aeolian system.
说这树吧。
Saying that this tree.
这树叶不都进行光合作用
?Don't all these leaves perform photosynthesis? Oh,
给大树提供养分 photosynthesis
provide nutrients for the tree through photosynthesis
但是呢这光合作用需要水
but photosynthesis requires water
可这水呢是在根上吸收的、
but where is the water coming from
光合作用是在叶上发生的
photosynthesis occurs in the leaves
所以他需要把这根上的水啊送到叶上。
So he needs to get the water from the stem to the leaves.
那怎么送呢
?How to send it?
它需要有一个蒸腾作用。
It needs to have transpiration.
Transpiration. 这 transpiration 一旦把这水分从叶子上一蒸发。
Transportation. Once this moisture is evaporated from the leaves,
形成了一个负压、
It formed a negative pressure.
跟抽水的原理一样。
The principle is the same as that of a siphon.
这根上的水呢就自然的顶上去了。
The water on the stem naturally rises.
顶到叶上、进行光合作用。
Reach to the leaves to perform photosynthesis.
可是一到这个夏天呢
But when summer comes,
这天气呢就特别炎热。
This weather is particularly hot.
你这个蒸腾作用很旺盛。
You have a very strong transpiration rate.
水分就蒸发的特别快。
It dries out very quickly.
那导致了根上的水啊，不及时的送过去。
This caused the water to accumulate at the root, which was not timely delivered.
于是呢，这叶子就蔫了。
So the leaf withered.
叶子一蔫呢
，The leaves are drooping.
这个影响它的光合作用。
This affects its photosynthesis.
所以这个大树啊，它这个 glucose 葡萄糖转化的就少。
So this big tree has a lower glucose conversion.
这树它不就快死了吗
？Is this tree about to die?
哎
，So
讲了这么一个事儿。
I've just heard a story about this.
于是呢，这大树为了保护自己
，So this guy did this to protect himself.
减少夏天产生的这种 transpiration 蒸腾作用。
This can also play a role in reducing the transportation of goods during the summer.
于是呢，散发一种气体，叫什么呢？
So, what kind of gas is released?
Isoprene. 就咱说这个一窝儿吸。
I'm talking about the situation in urines.
所以本身大树保护自己散发的气味啊。
So, the big tree protects itself by releasing its own scent.
但没想到跟这个汽车尾气结合就变成了有害的臭氧。
But I didn't expect that combining it with car exhaust would turn into harmful ozone.
于是呢，这文章的第二段啊，画风一转，变什么呀
？So what about the second paragraph of this article? What's the change in direction?
说是跟大树没关系。
Actually, it has nothing to do with the uncle.
大树，我得罪谁
？What did I do to offend you?
我保护我自己还不行、
I can't just protect myself.
于是怎么样呢
？So what do you think？
就说这汽车尾气有问题。
It said that the car exhaust has a problem.
于是说能不能都改成电车？一看呢
？So could you all change it to electric car？
希望不大。
No hope.
哎。
Hello.
反正各种措施啊。也出来，没咋控好。
Well, all these measures haven't really worked.
油车呢
？What about the oil car?
还是呢为主，尾气控不了。
Still, it's difficult to control the tail gas.
于是到了第三部分。
So we arrived at the third part.
又回到大树这儿了。
Back to Grandpa's place.
啊，大树说跟我较什么劲呢？
What does it mean to tell me?
说能不能种点这个散发这个一窝二吸少点的树啊
？Can you plant some trees that don't release much pollen?
多种点这种树呢
？What kind of tree are these?
说这个气体就少点，这不也行吗
？Could you please reduce the amount of gas?
于是呢，又说什么呢？
So what are you saying?
说这个对这个 ecosystem 生态系统啊是危害的。
Saying this is harmful to the ecosystem.
因为这个 ecosystem.
Because of this ecosystem.
这生态系统啊需要 diversify, 需要多样。
This ecosystem needs to be diversified.
这样这个生态系统才稳定。
This is how the ecosystem is stable.
啊，你比如说，有一种虫。
For example, there is a kind of insect.
专门能坑个一两种树，啊。
Specifically designed to damage one or two trees.
但是呢，其他树没事儿。
But the other trees were fine.
哎。
Oh.
这生态系统还是稳定。
This ecosystem is still stable.
可如果您都种这种树啊
，But if you all plant this kind of tree，
来一个害虫啊
，I'm on a bug，
全部消灭了，白种了
，All the white people are gone。
所以他说呢，说生态系统的维护也是至关重要的。
So he said that maintaining the ecosystem is also very important。
你看这文章啊，抛出一个问题。
This article raises a question.
说这个臭氧问题变多了。
I said that the ozone problem has become more serious.
种树反倒污染环境。
Planting trees can also pollute the environment.
于是通过三个维度来进行讲解。
Therefore, the explanation will be conducted through three dimensions.
第一是生物角度。
First, from a biological perspective.
说这个为什么产生了气体？
Why did this happen?
第二是什么呢？
What is the second one?
第二是社会角度，说想控制油车。
From a second and social perspective, I want to control cars that run on gasoline.
还是挺费劲的。
It's actually quite tiring.
第三是什么呢？
What is the third?
第三就是生态角度，说想种树啊不死。
Third, from an ecological perspective, I want to plant trees so that I won't die. Oh no.
这是前提。
This is the premise.
那你就得种点不同种类的树。
Then you have to plant different kinds of trees.
所以你瞧，同一个问题。
So, let's take the same problem.
由不同学科去解决。
Solved by different disciplines.
这就是现在高考的一个特点，叫跨学科思维啊。
This is a characteristic of the current college entrance examination called cross-disciplinary thinking.
同一个问题。
The same question.
用不同的学科知识去讨论它。
Discuss it from different perspectives.
最终看看哪一个最好的解决方案。
Finally, see which one is the best solution.
这个呢，在中考里头也有体现。
This is also reflected in the middle school entrance exam.
所以对于现在的中小学的孩子应该怎么办？
So what should we do for the current primary and secondary school children?
就是扩大阅读量啊。
That's about increasing the number of readers, right?
但是刷题是必须的啊。
But practicing is essential.
不刷题能行吗？
Can I not do homework?
对吧？
Right?
你考试不刷题啊？
You don't do practice questions for the exam.
肯定得刷，刷的。
Definitely need to do it.
同时扩大阅读量。
At the same time, expand the reading volume.
阅读什么？
What are you reading?
阅读这种学科知识。
Read this kind of knowledge.
英语形成的学科知识就非常的重要啊。
Having a good understanding of the subject matter is very important.
所以我觉得今年这个高考卷子一出啊。
So, I think that once this year's college entrance exam paper comes out.
真的是跟去年这很像，去年全国一卷不也是吗？
It's really similar to last year's National Hospital, right? That'll
讲的是这个碳酸氢钙变成碳酸钙。
It talks about how calcium carbonate turns into calcium carbonate.
把开水烧干了之后过滤，对吧？
After boiling the water, should I filter it?
是最健康的啊，都是硬核的。
The healthiest ones are all hardcore.
科学家讲述了一些概念和原理。
Scientists explain some concepts and principles.
所以对于中小学生同学来说。
Therefore, for primary and secondary school students,
就是扩大阅读。
Expand reading.
扩大学科类的英文阅读。
Expand scientific reading in English.
这个非常重要。
This is very important.
加油吧。
Come on.
也祝今年参加考试的孩子们金榜题名。
I also wish all the children who take the exam this year good luck and success.